Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm your host, Amanda, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So today we're going to have a really good show. We have Psychic Ruth on today. She's going to be very, very good. I'm excited to have her on again. She comes up with such good topics and everything. I'm running a 30-minute special for $20. You can email starguidereadings@gmail.com. You can also check out starwaya.com, starwaya.com. Second half of the show, we're going to take your calls. It's going to be one question per caller, so you can hit one on that keypad if you have a question. Or if while we're talking you get to where you have a question, you can hit the number one again. You can also text a question in chat, and we can take your question that way as well. So we're going to do that second half of the show. So my guest, Ruth, today, you can find out more about her at RuthsPsychicAnswers.com. That's Ruth, R-U-T-H-S, Ruths Psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, Answers.com. And she's a third-generation psychic. She has third-eye vision. She loves helping people with all sorts of things that they have, whether it's relationship problems, financial situations. She tunes into your spirit guide. She can communicate with your loved ones on the other side. And she's really good at helping, you know, connect you with the answers that you need. She can also tune into, you know, people's impressions, and she can, you know, really give you a good, solid reading. So you can check out her website there. And like I said, if you want to get a hold of me, it's starguidereadings@gmail.com. or 301-748-1090 and leave a message. So I'm going to bring Ruth live now. And like I said, to check her out again, it's RuthsPsychicAnswers.com. She's really awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her on, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Welcome to the show, Ruth. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Amanda. Thank you so much for having me on so soon. And I always enjoy the radio show.
Wonderful.
And actually, for those of you listeners who might not know, I only have third eye vision. I was born totally blind from a premature birth, and so my actual real eyes do not work at all. So third eye vision is what I got. That's what it is. But before we get started, I want to say hello once again to my friend Billy in Florida and his awesome son, Jonathan. Jonathan is so smart. He's a smart kid. He's so kind, and he's got good things coming in his lifetime. So I'm going to thank them for listening.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Hello to him, too.
Yeah. And you can reach me at RuthsPsychicAnswers.com. I also have Ruth's Psychic Answers Facebook page, and I'm going to be doing a live introduction of myself, a Facebook Live introduction on Wednesday, September 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern. So it's 9 at 9. So if you want to follow me on Ruth's Psychic Answers on Facebook, you can certainly join me Wednesday evening. It'll be my first live Facebook video for my Psychic Answers. Yeah, and we're going to talk about psychic readings and why you should get purpose.
Ooh,
why do you want to know?
That's good.
Yeah, why do you want to know ahead of time? There are reasons. So we're going to talk about that Wednesday night, September 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern.
That's exciting.
And I have a lot of offers on my page, RuthsPsychicAnswers.com, that you want to check out. I'm bringing new stuff in all the time. So, and today we're going to talk about manifesting and creating our life and creating our future the way we want it. And I do offer a 1 week manifestation coaching session. And that's $85. What you get is you get a 30-minute jumpstart session on day one. And then the following 6 days, you get a 5-minute check-in call with me so we can talk about your progress on your manifesting. And I'll be giving homework and some texting along with that. And because really, we are in the driver's seat and we are in control. And so, and we're creating our future all the time. We're either knowingly or unknowingly creating exactly what we our future. Whatever's happening in your life right now, in my life right now, we've created it. We've created it. And I was thinking about that today because, you know, Amanda, I met Amanda on a chat line, and we talked on this chat line.
You did. You know, I was going to mm-hmm. say something, Ruth. That's pretty neat that you were. It's interesting because, you know, you said you were premature when you were born. I was too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, see, it's interesting because I didn't understand what I had. So I had to meet someone like you to kind of understand, you know, what is this that I have?
I said, Amanda, I want you to come mm-hmm. and visit me for a week. And you know, she was still a teenager. And she's like, oh, my mom and dad are very protective. They'll never let me come to a stranger's house for a week, Ruth. They'll never let me. I said, yes, they will. Yes, they will. And I got it in my mind to manifest it. I've been manifesting whatever I want in my life for years. So I got it in my mind to manifest it. And I said, yeah, Amanda, I will call and talk to your mom and your dad, and I will, you know, introduce myself, and I will let them, you know, ask me questions, and we will come. My daughter Joy and I will come and meet you at, you know, we'll meet you halfway and meet your parents. And she didn't really have complete belief that it would happen, which is really interesting.
Right.
But it did. It did. I talked them right into it. I thought about it. I got excited about it. And I, you know, and what you get excited about, what you think about, you bring about. So if you want something to happen, think about it. Think about it a lot and, you know, and manifest it right into existence. That's what manifesting is
Act like you're already doing it, right? Like you're seeing it happen. You're
mm-hmm.
you're excited about it. You know it's going to happen. You know, you just visualize you're out there with it. It's really amazing.
Uh-huh. And the first book I read on manifesting was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And that is an awesome book. I mean, it's still selling today. He said the same thing, Amanda. He said, you know, if you want to be rich, buy a suit, you know, buy a pretty dress, that you would go interview for that job in, spend a little bit of money, think rich, act out the part, be rich, you know, and that's a lot of his book, you know. And, you know, the Christians years ago used to have that phrase. I'm sure most of you have heard it, name it and claim it. Well, I'm going to start
mm-hmm.
naming and claiming because it works. It works. And I have story after story about how I've manifested in my life and unbelievable things, you know, that you would never believe that you could manifest. So you can do it.
Yeah. That's really good.
I heard this lady on a workshop once. This has been several years ago. And I really wanted to go and take this workshop. It was about how to become an avatar. And she impressed me. And I wanted to do this workshop really, really bad. I had three adult children and two teenagers. And this workshop was $5,000. Now, guys,
wow,
that's a lot. You know, when you're living on you have children at home and you and your husband are on a limited income. And I just decided, I don't know how it's going to work out, but I know that I am going to that workshop. And I got really excited about going. And
mm-hmm.
I talked about it. I talked to my kids about it, how I was going to go to this workshop, and I was really excited. And all of my adult children, Social Security suddenly discovered that they underpaid them as children because their father was on Social Security disability. So they received from his benefits, and they all were underpaid. And so they all got a nice little chunk of money in back pay as adults. Then they all got together and they said, let's each of us give mom $1,000 for her workshop. And then a friend of mine came and said, I would like to lend you some money to go to your workshop. And an aunt of mine said, I asked her if she could give me a loan, and she did, which I paid her back. I mean, my friend back. And I went to the workshop. So nothing is impossible. Nothing. But you've got to get excited about it. It's almost like you have to fantasize about it. You have to daydream about it. You have to get into a big feeling of it. Like you have to feel as if you already have it, and the future is now the present. And I mean, that's one example. I could give you example after example. And
Canfield wrote out a he wrote books, and somehow he manifested that he would make all this money based on the visualization. Like, he was in it, he was already there, he was seeing himself doing
already
it.
Already there.
And then he sold all these books and he did well, and The Secret has a bunch of people in it that have done
the
same procedure.
That was a fantastic movie. Fantastic movie.
Yeah.
And it's all about manifesting. The Secret's all about manifesting. And the law of attraction. You know, some people call it the law of attraction, but he's an awesome teacher. And then Bob Proctor, he's another fantastic teacher. Bob Proctor is 86 years old. And he is still holding speeches and workshops and stuff. I mean, he's still going strong. Fantastic.
He sure is.
And then you've got Abraham Hicks, you know, Jerry and Esther Hicks.
Yes, they're very good.
Channel Abraham, which is a group on the other side, the Abraham Group. And that's what she channels. They channel through Esther all about manifesting and attracting what you want, because you can have whatever you want in life. You just have to know how to go get it. And
you do.
Thinking and feeling are the two biggest components to manifesting what you want, because, you know, if you think about, my health is bad, I'm sick, because your subconscious mind is a computer, so it's going to give to you whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, because words are powerful too. So whatever you talk about and whatever you think about, the universe is going to bring, your subconscious mind, which is like your computer, is going to bring to you exactly what you put into it. It doesn't know. You know, it believes you. It believes you. And if you think, I'm just sick all the time, and it's going to say, okay, I'll allow that. I'll help you be sick all the time. Or I don't have a job. I'm unemployed. And then your subconscious mind is going to say, okay, I'll help you stay unemployed. That's how it works. So you want a job? You start thinking about, get excited about your job.
It's like they say you're almost there, and then you want to drop it because you get frustrated and you think that it's not coming.
And
it's like that plant that grows.
Enough. You don't see results, you know, because it's like you plant the seed and it's got to grow and it's got to harvest. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's got to take some time. Sometimes it's got to take a little bit of time. And any doubt, any doubt that comes in, any doubt, or you know, then that you're backsliding. You know, you're sliding back. You're going backwards. Then any doubting, or then you're taking back. You're not walking forward anymore towards your manifestation. You're walking backwards. You're backing away from it. You're walking farther away from it instead of toward it. And Amanda, she's an awesome manifester. She just wants things.
It's just like when you
think about them,
and boom, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes you can think the worst. Like I thought the worst when I was kind of learning about this stuff, and I got the result back. You know, like you might not have that place you wanted to live, and then something happens. Like, and sometimes you can have a gut feeling that something is going to happen, and it does. And even if you don't think about it, it manifests anyway. Like, you could get a gut feeling that something's going to happen, and, you know, it's like trying to tell you to prepare.
If you have that gut feeling about it, though, Amanda, your conscious mind is almost sort already really expecting it. You might not realize it, but you are expecting it, kind of.
Yeah. Which I learned as time went on, because there was a very expensive class, like, you know, your situation, and you know, the way manifested so I could take the class that I wanted to take, and it was huge. It was a big deal. And then I thought, I'll never get those singing bowls that I want. You know, there's no way.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah,
they do. That's where you go. You think, oh my gosh, I can't get those. They're too expensive. And that's where my mind was. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm sitting here and here's all these singing bowls that, you know, I thought, well, gee, I really want those, but no, I'll never get them. And then when I started thinking, okay, let's just try manifesting getting the colored singing bowls I want, green and blue, and I was visualizing I was going to get them, and it happened.
Well, you were planning it out. You were planning it out in your mind. The colors you wanted, you know, you were planning it all out in your mind, which you were manifesting it, you know?
Exactly.
You got excited. You got excited about it. I think Think and Grow Rich says you have to get a burning desire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you had a burning desire to have those singing bowls.
Oh, I did. I like the music and the sound. And I have one that you can hold in your hand. You can hold that has a handle on it, and you can play it, and it plays music, and they're fun. So once you get excited about something, like, oh boy, I'm gonna go get to take that class, or I'm gonna get to take that seminar that I always wanted to take to be, you know, a guru or a master or the healing class, or I'm excited to go on this trip. You can manifest it. You can even manifest selling your house. A friend of mine, her daughter, just manifested selling her house. I had a gut feeling she was going to sell it pretty quickly, and she just out of the blue texted me and said, I just sold my house. And I thought, yeah, you manifested it, and I knew you would.
But
she thought about
it.
There's a lot of ways.
She got excited.
She did.
She got excited about selling it and hearing from the, you know, real estate company or the agency that your house has sold and you have a buyer. And but if she would have thought, my house is never going to sell. You know, it's going to take a long time before my house sells. Her subconscious mind would have said, okay, I'll help you make that happen. I'll help you. I'll make sure it takes a long time. You know, because our subconscious mind just keeps giving us what we ask for, what we program into it. It'll just say, okay, I'll help you get that. I'll help you get that. So,
exactly.
You know, it's very important. And then just like, you know, like words, you know, like, do you want it? Do you want to sell your house, or have you sold your house? So what I would do if I was trying to sell a house, I would get an accountability partner, and I would text that person and I would call them and I'd say, I'm so excited my house is sold. And I'm so, you know, I would have a conversation with that accountability partner you know, instead of saying, oh, I really want my house to sell, if you want it or if you wish it would sell, you know, you're there you go. Your subconscious mind's going to say, I'll help you wish for that. I'll help you.
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful what you think about and what you talk about. Your words and your thoughts, they're just vitally important. If you want to manifest your own life and you want to manifest your own future, you've got to guard your words and your thoughts. Because wanting it, there's two words, there's two more four-letter words that should never be in the dictionary. And one of them is want, and the other one is hope. If you keep hoping for something, once again, your little subconscious computer will say, I'll help you hope for that. I'll help you. And we don't even realize.
That's true.
Oh, I hope I get a job interview soon. Oh, I hope I do. I hope I, you know, okay. All right. I hope you do too. Just keep hoping. Or I want a new job. I want a new place to live. I want a new, oh my gosh, I want a new partner. I want, okay.
Mhm.
But if you said, I'm excited about the new job that I'm getting. I'm excited about my new partner that I've got. That's, you know, you got to be careful. You can't say I'm excited about my new partner that's coming, because, you know, I'll help you get excited about, you know, about him coming or her coming. So you got to be careful.
I know I saw somewhere there's a book out where they talk about you prepare for your soulmate to come in, like you make room for him in the closet, you make room. It's like you're manifesting he's already there,
ready.
You know?
Get ready. Empty out the other half of your dresser so he can put it here. Him or her can put their stuff in there. Get ready. You know, get ready. Plan. And fantasize. Daydream. Be excited. I heard Tony Robbins talk one time, and he talked about that you could have whatever you wanted. You could manifest anything.
Yes.
And in a workshop, and he said that these two people, they got really excited, and the workshop was ending, and the guy said, you know, I'm going to go home and win the lottery. I'm going to win the Powerball. I'm going to win big. I'm going to win the lottery. I'm going to win big. And Tony, he said, I thought to myself, oh no, what did I do? You know. What did I say? Mm-hmm. What did I do, right? Oh, my God, what did I do? And he's like, I wanted to say, now, you know, maybe you're overdoing it a little bit. You know, maybe you're overthinking. But he said, I couldn't say that after I spent all weekend telling these people that whatever you want to manifest, go home, imagine it, think it, get excited about it, and manifest it. So, and they're like, yeah, we're going to go home and win the lottery. And they went home, and they talked to everybody. They talked to their family about, we're so excited about winning the lottery. And they're like, what did you win? You know, how much did you win? They're like, no, you know, I mean, we haven't got the money yet, but, you know, we're winners and blah, 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 blah. And they came back a year later to another workshop and said, you know, remember me? Remember us? And he's like, oh, here it comes, you know. And he's like, yeah, you know, you were going to go home and win the lottery. You know, and they said, yeah, we did. We went home and won the lottery. So that worked out pretty good for Tony. But,
That's great.
Nothing is unobtainable. Nothing is unachievable. Nothing is impossible. But you got to believe it. And so, you know, we're going to answer your questions on the second half of the show, me and Amanda, because that's always so much fun. But if you don't have a question, but you'd like to call in and manifest something, we could talk about that too.
Exactly. You know, I just love that he thought, oh no, I went overboard.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
you know,
no.
those people actually said, oh, well, I want it. You know, I saw him in a in a movie, and it was a great scenario.
Oh, I love Tony Robbins.
Of how he took this guy
who was shallow. He's a fire walker.
Uh-huh.
You know, you take your shoes off and you run across hot coals. And you don't burn your feet. You don't burn your feet.
He took this shallow guy in the movie, and he made him see the woman's soul. Like, instead of seeing the outside of the woman he was dating,
he actually saw the
inside of the woman. And I thought, you know what? That is really cool that he was able to, and he actually does that. He actually takes people and, you know, they see, you know, like you see, like you wouldn't see like the outside of the person. We would feel
so
the person and
see
who their soul is.
Of everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you're fat or skinny, if your hair's gray, if you're ugly, if you have pimples. I don't know any of that. I don't even care.
If you're green or blue or orange, it doesn't matter.
I don't look at your outward appearance at all. I just look at the inner part of you. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's exciting what you can do with that, with manifesting and what you can put out there. It's a very good topic.
Think about this, guys and gals. If you start manifesting and creating your own life, then you won't have to call and spend so much money on psychics like me and Amanda. You can just become your own creators, your own manifestors.
Exactly. Wouldn't that be fun?
And Amanda will have to find another career. Right, Amanda? But we could
find
We wouldn't have any trouble because Amanda, she does a lot of healing work. She's a Reiki, and she does a lot of healing work. And, And I'll just keep coaching all of you on how to manifest. So, you know, I'm not worried about that.
You can be a coach. And I really like to do healing. It's very fun. And it ties in with readings because, you know, some people are very scared, you know, about where they're going in life. And sometimes they get stuck with how to manifest. So it kind of brings it all together when you can do healing and then coach someone on how to manifest. The two go hand in hand together.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
And I think it's great to just visualize yourself, you know, in this nice house with nice neighbors, and maybe you have dogs around you. I love your new puppy you got. And, you know, I think it's just exciting, you know, because you can say, oh, I'm going to have all these animals.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
She's 3 months old. She's so adorable.
She's so cute.
Yeah, I'm gonna
start fluffy. I was looking at her.
Start breeding. Can I promote that? Anybody want a toy poodle next year?
Oh yeah, there you go. That is the sweetest dog I have ever seen. I looked at her and I thought, oh, she is so cute. So, you know, you can manifest yourself having a puppy dog too, because, you know, I just love that. That's really wonderful, Ruth.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, actually, I paid $1,200 for my new puppy. And, I live alone. I live in a trailer park. I live, I work. But, I mean, you know, I'm not wealthy yet. I mean, what do I say? But I manifested the $1,200 to go and buy her. I mean, I just wanted her so bad that, you know, the money showed up because I couldn't imagine not having her, you know. There you go. What did I say? I'm not wealthy. That's a horrible sentence, guys, for a manifesting coach. I mean, goodness sakes.
Wow.
So my wealth is on its way. So you guys.
Well, your wealth is there. Yeah. You're wealthy in so many ways, Ruth. You know, that's
absolutely
what you have to say. I'm prosperous
wealthy.
And healthy in
wealthy.
So many ways.
I have a wonderful income. I have a wonderful family. I have, I have an awesome boyfriend. I have awesome neighbors. But I just can't imagine, you know, anything else. I can't imagine not having cool neighbors and, you know, anything like that because, So you guys need to, I want to help you. I want to help you become conscious creators. And so, you know, think about letting me coach you. I can coach you for 1 week for $85, or you can take a 30-day coaching session with me for $300, and you get the same thing. You get your 30-minute jump start to begin the coaching, and a check-in every day, a daily check-in with me. And I also want to encourage all of you who have never got a reading from me. I'm running a special. I'm running a 5-minute special. Actually, it's a 3-minute reading with 2 bonus minutes for just $10.
Nice.
For an unlimited amount of time. So for $10,
perfect,
you can get a 5-minute reading from me. That would give you enough time to ask one question and get an answer. And then if you like me, you can, you know, we can go from there, and you can purchase a different reading, you know. But my phone number, I'm going to give that, is 910-746-9876, 910-746-9876. And once again, it's RuthPsychicAnswers.com. Or please join me Wednesday evening on Facebook Live and Ruth Psychic Answers on Facebook. It's going to be so much fun.
You are so much fun. It's quite a joy to have you on and talk about manifesting and talk about all the neat things you can do. And, you know, if everybody started manifesting and they got stuck, you know, and needed a reading, you know, we could both help them there. And,
absolutely,
you know, we can help,
you know,
with, you know, coaching and,
you know, you know, like, am I doing this right? Am I really doing this right? You know, so then you check
mm-hmm.
in with me or Amanda and say, you know, could I do this better? Could I get this faster? You know, what am I missing?
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing something? And we'll be happy to set you back on the right track. Yeah.
Because, you know, you can actually get stuck with manifesting. I know, because I was in it, working through it. And when you don't know how to manifest, or when you don't know
what
you're doing, it can be...
Yeah. Am I doing this right?
Yeah, it can be intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It can be.
But, you know, you do a really good job at teaching people.
There are ways. There's fast ways of getting things accomplished and getting things created and, you know, getting things manifested in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, like, some people don't even know what they want. You know, I'll say, well, what do you want to manifest? Well, I don't really know. I just want my life to be better. Well, that's not going to
mm-hmm.
work. You've got to be specific. What do you want? Do you want a better place to live? Do you want a better job? Do you want a newer car? Would you like to buy a boat? What do you want? Well, you have to know what you want, or you don't know you don't know where to go. You don't know what path to take. You don't know you don't know what road to walk down if you don't know what you want. The first
True.
Thing is to know what you want. And then you've got to stop wanting it, and you've got to decide to have it. That's what you got to do.
That makes perfect sense.
And it works. It really works.
That's the beautiful part about all of it, is that once you do it, it does work.
Mm-hmm. Because you're creating.
And
you're
I love all the examples. You are. Because your thoughts create things, is what they say. So every thought,
yeah,
you're going to have a negative thought, but try to go in and correct the negative thought and be as positive as you can. Negative thoughts do come up. They talk about that, but
mm-hmm.
correct it. You know, go in and try to think positive and try to change that energy of what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Because everything on earth, every creation, every invention, it started out as a thought. Maybe that would work.
Exactly.
Maybe I could create that light bulb, or that telephone, or that, you know, like Thomas Edison, you know, but
mm-hmm.
it still came from an original thought.
It
and then
did.
He got excited. All inventors, you know, they get excited then. They get excited and they don't quit. They don't quit until the thought turns into the, to a thing.
Mm-hmm. So
think
true.
About, you know, I think about,
thoughts
I think
are
about
things.
Little children. You know, what do little children do? They make a list. They make a list for Santa, what they want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually get it because I'm a mom, I'm a parent. You know, parents try hard to give their little children everything they ask for from Santa. They want the children to be happy on Christmas. But, you know, and a lot of those kids, they don't have a doubt that they're not going to get it. You go and you sit on
right.
Santa's lap or you write him a letter and you tell him you want that bike or you want that skateboard or you want that. You start thinking about it. You start thinking that you've got it, you know. So, of course, then the universe pushes mom and dad to get it because the kid's thinking about it day and night. And so the kids are manifesting it, and it's got to come from somewhere, right?
It's the kids' subliminal
like
messages.
You know?
They're, it, you know, it's kind of like one of the things that you say you do.
That's what they put on their list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like what you say you do with sending people thoughts. You know, like you have a talent that you talked about where you send people thoughts and they pick up on it and then they
right.
respond to it. It's kind of the same thing. The kids
it's
are sending these thoughts out there.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
It's telepathic communication. I can do that. I can send someone a thought for you in the first person, so they think it's their thought. That offers on my page under other services. So they think it's their thought, and I will do that for you. And I can do that. You can do it too. But I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I have kind of better, more stronger results because I don't have an invested interest in the outcome. Mhm.
Yeah.
So, hey,
they
ladies,
say when you're
you
attached
wanna...
to an outcome, it's a little harder. But when
yeah.
you can detach from the outcome and send the thought out there to that,
so,
thing,
ladies,
to that
you
person,
want him to propose
that...
to you? He hasn't proposed
yeah.
yet, but you want that proposal? I can put it in his head. I can give him the thought. Yeah, it's
there you go.
I know, to transfer a thought for you. Mm-hmm. Now,
mm-hmm.
I won't make him do it. I won't make him do it because I'm not a witch and I don't practice black magic. So I won't do a spell and make him propose to you, but I will. So I can certainly telepathically transfer him the thought. Give him the thought to want to do it. I can do that for you. And it's very successful. Thought transformation is very successful.
There's free will, which, you know, when you do something like that with the dark
mm-hmm.
witchcraft, I know that
everyone has free will.
There are consequences. There's consequences.
Oh, my.
When, you know, they
do
that, like
you know,
the...
People ask me all the time, can you do a love spell? I'm like, no. Why would you want to bring him or her to you against their will? I mean,
exactly.
If he don't want me, I don't want him. I don't want him to stay if he doesn't want to, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So another thought.
You don't
transfer,
want it forced.
You want your boss to give you a raise? Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You want your? I could transfer that thought that you've been an awesome employee, and that your employer should honor that. And I can give that thought that he that desire to give you that raise that you're overdue. Mm-hmm.
That's
very
right.
Easy to do.
And it has great results because when you come from not a forceful way, but more of a loving way, and you send higher vibration or energy, when you're putting that thought in there, you're not being forceful. You're putting so much highest good and love into it that it happens. That's how I see it.
My daughter used to argue with my oldest granddaughter, Juliana, a lot to pick up her toys. She's about two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember we did that, did this, but I was kind of experimenting with thought transfer then. So she'd say, Juliana, I want you to pick up your toys. And she's like, I don't want to. And then I would sit there and I would think, I would send her the thought I want to pick up my toys. And then she would just start picking them up and filling them in the toy box. And Joy's like, wow, I wonder what changed your mind. I'm like, yeah, well, you know. It's that
it just happens.
Yeah,
it's that thing I know how to do.
And that's how
that's
I do
great.
It with animals. Pets that, you know, run away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just send them
yeah.
the thought. I want to go home. My family's missing me. I want to go home. And
mm-hmm.
most of the time, if they're not locked up in a garage or someone's home and they can't escape and get back, they'll just come right back home. They'll be like, oh,
yeah.
I want to go home. I'm done exploring. You know, exploring. Cats can go exploring pretty
mm-hmm.
easily. You know.
Cats love
yeah,
to do that. That's just what, that's a cat thing.
Right. Right.
I told a friend of mine's cat to come home one time. She told me, she said, my kids are just devastated. This cat ran away. And I just said,
mm-hmm.
you get your butt back home.
Home.
And he came home just as soon as I said that to
yeah.
him.
Go home.
Mm-hmm.
Cats are easy. Animals are very easy to do that telepathic communication. They're so easy
yeah.
because they're open. They're open to it.
They are. They're very open.
You know, they don't have the whole thinking process to try to block all these things and ideas. And, you know, animals are just so open, more so than humans, the human animals.
I bet you had a great time with your puppy, you know, telling your puppy things like, you know, be good, settle down, go
to sleep.
I think
I'm
going
to have to start on her. I'm going to have to start sending her
mm-hmm.
the thought, having her think, I want to poop outside instead of in the living room. I want to poop outside.
Oh, yeah.
She's only 3 months old.
So she's not there yet. She's adorable.
She had an accident this morning, and my granddaughter,
oh,
Josie,
my.
She's like, oh, it was just an accident. Yeah. Well, she better learn.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess I need to make her, help her think that she wants to, you know, go outside and do her business, right?
Give him the thought. I want to go outside
yeah.
and poop. I don't want to pee or poop in here. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I want to go outside and poop.
Yeah. I'm going to have to work on that. Get this whole housebreaking accomplished a little bit faster. And, you know, we laugh about stuff like that, but, you know, You can transfer a thought. You can transfer a thought. And
you most certainly can.
It's very powerful. But she's just a baby. She's learning.
Yeah, they are just babies, and they learn, and they listen to you really well once they get the hang of it. I've seen a lot of dogs
yeah.
come around and cats, too, and they listen. But she is just a puppy, but that's a good idea to do that with her, and she'll think, oh, it's my idea. I'm going to go outside and go to the bathroom, and I'm so proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you
yeah.
say, good girl, she's going to go, it was all my idea.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're happy with me.
Oh, I'm such a good girl. My first guide
mm-hmm.
dog was a golden retriever. She was a golden retriever. And I didn't even have to speak words to her. I could just think, sit. Boom. She would just sit. She was so in tune to me that I could think to her anything I wanted her to do, and she would do it. She was so good. She
yeah.
just was so smart.
I remember
mm-hmm.
in school, you in Delaware used to send me cards.
Yeah.
Your
Delaware
German
was
Shepherd.
My second dog. She was a German Shepherd. She was smart, too. She was so smart.
Yes,
that's
she was.
That's where Della Ruth came from. Della Ruth on my emails. I was formerly Della Ruth on Keen.com. I don't work for them anymore. So if you're looking for Della Ruth, this is where I am now. I'm on
RuthPsychicAnswers.com. Yep. On
yeah.
Facebook, and
yeah.
you can find that on the internet too. Just type in Ruth Psychic Answers, you know, if you're looking for, because you know, there may be people that
you're looking for
call
Della
in
Ruth.
Here that are looking for you. Yeah. Yeah, and they need to know how to find you, because you know, there may be a lot of people trying to get to you. But I loved in my college days when you told me I was going to meet a guy, and I met this guy, and then you
mm-hmm.
told me he wasn't good for me after all. And the
yeah.
the cards I would get from you were wonderful, from you and the dog. it was a great experience back then. I learned a lot.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to be there for you when you were in college and, you know, working through stuff.
I appreciated that very much. That was a great time for you to really work with me and you started working with me when I was a teenager, and, you know, it really helped a lot to get me going to figure out that this wasn't, you know, crazy, that I wasn't out of my mind, you know, that being preemie and kind of having these things from being a preemie, I know that that was a reason I got some of these gifts was, you know, because I went through kind
of
a hard time.
Premature babies are, a lot of them are intuitive. I think that's why they're born early. They get in a hurry to get out. They get in a hurry to get in the world.
I was in a hurry to get out.
Start doing their work.
A lot of people thought, oh, she's in a hurry just to pop out and just start doing. And that's really where I was. They even pulled the oxygen tubes out of me, I heard. You know, I pulled the oxygen off my nose and was just ready to be in the world and get there. And, you know, it's amazing what you can do and how everybody has this intuitive ability and how we can manifest and create things. And I think it's awesome that you've worked with all these guide dogs and that they can, you know, listen to your thoughts and sit. You know, Delaware would like
that
too.
I'm on guide dog number seven. I've had seven dogs now. I'm on dog number seven. He's an awesome standard poodle named Wyatt.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's pretty smart too. So, yeah, I've had seven guide dogs.
That's wonderful. Well, I just think that's cool that there's all kinds of things that you can do and services people can access, you know, at your website or on Facebook and find you, and that's great.
Well, I'm just here to help you, help everybody have an easier, better life, because that's what it's about. We need to have the best life we can possibly have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a really quick break and come back and take some calls. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Sounds fantastic.
All right. Thank you for being my guest today. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and we'll do some commercials and come back.
All right.
All right. You've been listening to WJGM Radio. My guest is Ruth, or Della Ruth. You can find her at ruthspsychicanswers.com. That's on Facebook, and also you can type it into your search page, you know, like when you're on Chrome or whatever, ruthspsychicanswers.com. You can find me at starwea.com or starguidereadings@gmail.com. I'm Starwea Amanda on Facebook, or 301-748-1090. You can call there and leave a message to set up a reading. I'm doing 20 minutes for $30 special this week, and so that's how you can find me, starguidereadings.com. We'll be right back after this commercial break to take your calls, 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on the keypad if you want to ask a question, or you can also text us a question. And be sure, again, to check out Ruth at ruthpsychicanswers.com. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Coming into our second half of the show, where you can ask a question, hit one on your keypad, and we'll take your calls. Again, I'd just like to thank Ruth for joining me today and having a wonderful topic. We're going to take your questions now. You can find Ruth at Ruth's Psychic Answers on Facebook and ruthpsychicanswers.com. Check her out. She is very cool. I definitely encourage you guys to look at her. She's an awesome, top-notch reader. She's helped me through the years, which has been a real blessing. You can find me on Facebook, Star Weya Amanda. You can also email starguidereadings@gmail.com. I'm doing 20 minutes for $30 this month as a special. And you can also call 301-748-1090. Leave a message if you're interested in a reading, and starweya.com is the website. So we are back. You can call in at 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad and we'll take your call. You can also text. We are back. So I'm going to bring Ruth back here. As soon as I find her on the switchboard here, it gets very interesting as we go along here, but I just want to encourage all of you to, this is the second half of the show, so if you do want to talk to us, please hit one on your keypad. We will take your calls now, and we will go from there. So like I said, if you're interested in talking to us, 347-237-5339, hit one, or you can also text a question. We'll get that and go from there. I'm going to bring Ruth back. Welcome back to the show, Ruth.
You found me.
I did.
Thank
yes.
you, Amanda.
You ready to get started?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to go with our first caller, which is 111. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you today?
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, second time. It was so interesting with what I was saying about the predictions between the pet. Thank you for taking my call. Well, I won't take much of your time. So I have a question. Please. And mind, by the way, you have pretty pictures on your blog top.
Thank
so
you.
My question. Yeah, you did. It's really pretty. It's all stone there. My question is, so I have a male friend, starts with the letter R. My name's Mr. By the way. He's a tough. He's a very tough man. Character thinking, and I need to talk to him. I know I there's some things that are pending, and I want to know if he has been able to. Am I able to talk to him now, or do I wait a little bit longer, or do you, how do you see that happening? It's important. With the little R.
I would give him a little more time. Give him a little more time to miss you. And that's where that thought transfer might come in. You know,
right.
I could. Yeah, he could think, I miss her.
Mm-hmm.
I love her and I miss her. So that's where that thought transfer would come in. Really. Now, that doesn't mean he'll call you, but I guarantee you he'll miss you. So when you do the thought transfers, you always want to make it in the first person, as if it's their own personal thought. I wouldn't call him or text him, not today or tomorrow. I'd give him a little more time. He needs to miss you a little bit more.
It's almost like he needs to see how important you are, because there's value. You know, you need to be valued a whole lot more than what he values you at this point, but I feel like if we give this time and then you put the thought suggestion out there, it's going to get better, because, you know, you're making that happen. You're putting that out there and, you know, kind of make it like it's his idea, and it's going to be that much better.
And also, you could start thinking, he really misses me. He wants to talk to me. I know, I'm sure, I know he wants to talk to me. So, you know, you can kind of, you know, you can put it out there too. You know, don't think in the negative, think in the positive, okay?
Okay, I'll give you some more time. And do I say my mind, he misses me? He misses me, right? I say that? Manifest it?
Yeah, but you want to know it. I know he misses me. You want to know that he misses you. You don't want to doubt it or wonder. You want to know.
You have a knowing inside yourself. Put it out there like you know he misses you. You without a shadow of a doubt in your mind, he misses you. And, you know, then you're kind of visualizing thoughts of,
don't
I miss
wonder.
Her.
Don't
you know,
wonder.
Like you're seeing him.
Don't wonder if he misses you. Don't wonder about it. Know it.
Be confident about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I will work on that.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Blessings. We're going to go to area code 707. You're on with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Ruth. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I've interviewed one person already for a home project that I need done, and there's another person coming this week. Out of the two, will either one of those work for me?
I believe so. I believe so. I believe either one of them are a good fit. So you make a decision which one you feel like you can work with the easiest.
Because the second part of that would be cost. I'm looking to manage the cost where it's not too far out of my range.
Well, that all comes into their bidding, whatever they offer you, you know?
Right.
It's going to work out, though. It's going to work out.
Will it be this year?
You're
going to
have good results.
Yeah, you'll
will
get
it
done
this
year.
Because
you'll get it done
the
this
work
year.
It will be done this year. Yeah, because it's a retaining wall and a deck. So
it'll get done this year. So
it will be this year. I agree.
Get excited. Get excited about it getting done. Know that you've got the money to do it. Don't wonder. Don't think about the cost. And, oh, my gosh, it's going to be a costly project. know that the money's there already, that it's going to get done, and get excited about it. Manifest it.
Okay.
It's all
great.
You can do it. All right.
Thank you. Okay, thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Blessings.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to air code 415756. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Oh, good morning, ladies. Siobhan, how are you?
Good. We're doing great.
Good.
I like that 415. I got my guide dogs in San Rafael, California,
yeah,
and it's a 415 area code.
They do them for the whole United States, and I believe they said they do some European projects. It's amazing.
Oh, they get people from Europe, and it's a wonderful guide dog school. I've gotten three dogs from there.
I tell you, they're not that far away from us, and I have a dog here, Pixie, who Amanda loves. She's, you know, Pixie's
I love
person.
Pixie.
People often comment
yep.
on how I don't treat her like what a dog would be treated. I don't even know what that means. They're a person to me or another and person. They're their own being, right?
What's
so
your question, Siobhan?
Yeah, mine is. So my, I have a few, but I'll call you for that, Ruth. I am trying to interview somebody to. I have two projects on the house. To get done, painting and windows. The guy's kind of delayed. I'm hoping he comes today. I can't believe I said that. He said he'll be here eventually because that's what
mm-hmm.
he does. The other one is
okay,
the bathroom.
Siobhan, don't hope he comes today.
I know. I'm going to see him later to get my thing
Good
is,
deal.
Will I be able to get it done in this time frame because we have such weird weather happening right now? You know, Is that why I'm seeing these little delays? The bathroom. I've been trying to get my dad a step-in tub because
mm-hmm.
he's older and he can't move around. And
so here's what you're going to do. You're going to know
yeah.
that it's going to get done. And you're going to know that even though you're having some crazy weather, that you're going to be excited because, listen
Whoa.
To this, this guy likes you. And I know he likes me, and he's going to make my project a priority. I am so excited that he's gonna care that he gets my work done.
I already manifested all of that. He is. He's just,
yeah.
He has to clear
You're
up his
an awesome
old
manifester.
Yeah.
You're
see,
very good
well,
at manifesting.
Yeah, I'm working on the lotto right now, Ruth. I had to change my manifestation stuff there. I'm glad about your talk this morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because
you're welcome.
I was using different words. Yes. So thank
yeah.
you.
So you know
but
it's
the,
gonna be one it is gonna be When you win that lottery,
yes.
when that lottery money comes to you, and it will,
yes.
You're going to be so excited. I mean, I want you to start thinking about all the things that you make a list of all the things you're going to do with that money.
Oh, I'm
because it's on its
my
way.
Friend. I'm taking my friend around the house. I have the people I already have lined up that I'm going to help and. It's funny because when I talked to Amanda before, I wanted to tell people about how manifestation works when it's you're thinking big, right? Where you're thinking big
yeah.
sometimes. I actually was seeing things that had to fall into place for it to happen. So I can't wait to say that it's going to happen because they're all falling into place right now. Every day, one person calls me and tells me this is what's happening in their life. The other person tells me this is what's happening in their life. I'm like, I think it's time now. It's time
yeah.
okay, now
but
because
people
it's
said,
all
people
lining
said,
up.
Siobhan, people said this is happening in my life. Don't say it's
yeah.
going to happen, okay? Because the universe,
yeah.
your subconscious mind will say, okay, honey, I will help you make sure that that's going to happen.
Yes.
So it's happening. It's not going to. It's not going to
yeah.
happen. It's in the process of happening right now.
It's in the process of happening right now, yes. That's I noticed that. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
I just want to tell you that's happening. But I have one question about this that I want to know whether I should pursue this or not. I'm really at a loss. I wanted to put this tub in my father's room mm-hmm. so he could walk in, and the quotes I'm getting are ridiculous. They all want to redo his bathroom. So is that something that I should just leave for the minute? You know, leave alone for a minute.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Get something
yeah.
else done and come back to it.
Perfect.
And then maybe the price will be even lower. So let it go for a minute because you're frustrated
right.
with it. So
okay,
let it go for a little
want.
Bit.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Have a great day.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Siobhan.
Thanks, Amanda. I love you. Bye, you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. I've known her 26 years, Ruth. She's awesome. I'm going to go to our next caller, which is 949. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you? How are you?
Hey, Amanda and Ruth. This is Bonnie. I'm calling from Hawaii. How are
Hi.
You? Hi, Amanda.
Oh, nice.
Good. I'm happy I'm off of work today, so I get to listen to the show. And this is such a good show. And Ruth, thank you. I love learning more about manifesting because I try
and
important. I think
I
try too hard and then I overthink and then I don't know, you know, the roadblock
so
thing.
So the universe, when you say that, Bonnie, the universe in your subconscious mind is saying to you, I'll help you keep trying. I'll help you keep trying.
Okay.
So stop trying. Don't try anymore.
Okay. Okay.
Just do it.
Okay. Just do it. Okay. I like that. That's good. But my question is,
and I can help you. I can help you with that, you know. We can do it a week or we can do it a month. I'd love to help you. I'd love to be your manifestation coach at some point in time. And we can get all those things worked out.
Okay. I would love that. That would be so great.
All right.
But my question that I'm trying to work on right now is manifesting a new job pronto. I was just curious if you saw that something happening in the near future with a job change and higher income.
Yeah. You're going to have that new job before November. I mean, the job interview, the hire and everything. So put a check mark by November 1st on your calendar because you're going to be going to work in November at your new job.
Oh, my gosh.
Get excited. Get excited about it.
So just keep moving forward the way I – because I'm always thinking, where do I look? How do I start? And I've been looking on everywhere. But just keep moving forward and the right thing will come up.
Keep filling out resumes. Keep filling out applications everywhere.
Okay.
It's going to come. It's going to jump right at you. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
I'm excited about your new job. It's going to be good money, too. The money's going to be good.
That's exactly
and that's
going to
help you with your bills. You're going to manifest your bills happening. You're going to manifest staying where you're at. You're going to be really happy. Your kids are going to be really happy. You know, this is a good time for you.
Oh, my gosh, that makes me want to cry. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, everything is turning around. Life is turning around, Bonnie. Your whole life is turning around.
Sure is.
So get excited and get happy about it.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Thank
you so much. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Amanda.
Welcome.
You know I love you so much. And thank you, Ruth.
Oh,
I'm glad
you.
I met you. Now I'm gonna find you on Facebook. Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
All right.
Yeah, you want to come to my Facebook Live Wednesday night at 9 Eastern. That'd be like, what, 4 in Hawaii in the afternoon? I think you're 5 hours behind me. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be so much fun.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, both of you. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to 314-957. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amanda. I'm doing good. How about you?
Hi, Norma. I'm doing great.
Good. Hi, Ruth. Nice to meet you and talk to you. I have so many things going on in my life right now. I just want to know what you are picking up as far as anything that's positive or negative.
We have to have a question. What's your question?
Oh, I'd like to know as far as a career change, if you see a career coming up.
I do. I don't know what that career is. I do know that you're kind of don't know what you want it. You don't know what you want to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of thinking, well, what do I really want to do? I know I'm burned out with this and I want to change. But you've got, in order to manifest it, sweetheart, you've got to know what you want to be doing.
Oh, right.
So
pick a
career, pick the change, get excited about it. But you can't, it's like you can't take a trip if you don't know where you want to go.
Right.
So
that's
you can't
right.
you can't manifest the future if you don't know what you want the future to be.
Right. Right. Okay, well thank you so much.
It's definitely time for a career change. So
okay.
Think about what kind of a change you would want. And then, but there is one coming, yes.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
I see your house selling still.
Yes.
I still see your house selling. I really do.
And,
I mean, I'm getting it really strong.
And all the new one going well.
Good.
I'm going to manifest.
Visualize the money in your bank account.
Yes.
See the money in your bank account for the selling of your home.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, well, thank
Alrighty.
You so much, lady. Have a good
You're
day.
Welcome.
Thanks, Norma.
You too, bye.
I look forward
bye
to seeing you at the next fair when one comes up.
Yes, I know. I can't wait. I'll talk to you soon.
I want
to
give you a hug. Blessings.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Hugs back.
Okay.
I want to give you
We're
a gonna hug.
We're going to go to...
I'm in Ohio. I want to give her a hug. I'm in Ohio right
you
now.
You should. You should. She's a wonderful lady. She and I met. She found a newspaper article with me in it, and then she decided to call me. She's really quite a
very
kind
nice.
Lady. She's been very kind to me for years, and I just really appreciate her with all my heart. So, you would love giving her a hug. We're going to go to 314-706. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Okay, my question is, I have a male friend who I've known for a while. We reconnected back in August. The thing is, we try to make plans, or we make plans, but most of the time they just kind of fall through. What's up with that?
Well, it's Corona. It's stupid Corona.
Well, besides that,
that's one thing. And it's just circumstances.
Circumstances
get in the way, and
it's
not, he's not deliberately avoiding you. So that's important for you to know.
Okay.
And I would say that you'll see him. I think you'll see him soon.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cause we're, we've known each other for like about a year and he's really cool, but okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, what I wanted to tell you, too, is I think he gets distracted or he gets really busy. His mind is always going, like all the time. So he gets distracted real easily, too. So just pay attention to that and make sure he doesn't, he's kind of got different thoughts that go different ways. But just hang in there with it and keep him on track. You can do it.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank
he
you. Blessings.
You're welcome.
He does care. I see that too, Ruth.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And you're
We're
right.
going to go to area code.
Distracted.
He does. He gets kind of off kilter a little there sometimes. Area code 352, you're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Hey, Ruth, it's Billy.
Hey, Billy. Hey, Jonathan.
I have the president of your fan club sitting here.
He's my fan
hey, Amanda,
club
I want to
president.
Say, he is. I want to tell you it's an absolutely great show, and Ruth has been a great job of helping me change my life around with manifestation. But, Amanda, you said something a while ago, and Ruth's going to help me on this, I know, but I want your opinion. I have been raised negative my whole life. In other words, if you earn $1, somebody wants two, you're a piece of shit, you never amount to anything, blah, 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 blah. So now Ruth is helping me with the changing everything. But you said a while ago, if you have a negative thought, just think of a positive thought. But when you've been beat negative your whole life, how do you really go about changing that?
Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. I was that way too, very young. Ruth took me under her wing.
Well,
I call her a lot
true.
Of times. She's
it's not true.
I do.
All that.
I do.
In,
she
all
took,
that record that's repeating itself over and over in your head is not true. There's not a word of truth to it. So
she took me
you,
under her wing when I was
that,
young, and she's right.
When
you
start you
got to start
thinking
positive.
say, no, it's not true. I know it's not mm-hmm. true. I know it's not true. I know it's not true.
It's an illusion. It's made up. It's not true. That's not right. That wasn't real. Yeah, it feels real. You know, it feels real to you that you got beat up, that you got told you were this, that, whatever. One of the things that Ruth taught me on my journey, and I had a journey. Mine was abuse, negativity. I had a lot of it. But what I learned was that I could turn that around. It was all an illusion, and that I was much better than, you know, what I was told I was. Because it does repeat in your head over and over and over again, but it's not true.
I was thinking about that. I just didn't want to mention it because I didn't want to bring Amanda's personal life into the show, but I was thinking about it, you know, in the first half of the show.
That's okay. It's going to come out. Hey, Ruth, it's going to come out in my book anyway. It's going to come out in the book anyway, so you're in it.
You know, her mother would say, you can't drive. You'll never be able to drive. You're not smart enough.
I'm driving.
Your attention, ADD. Yeah, you can't, you know, and I'm like, Amanda, you will drive. You will get your license. You know, you are. But her mother, I think Amanda's mother wanted her to stay needy and, you know, needing
she
to
did.
Be needed to, you know, if Amanda could lean on her, you know, you're handicapped, you're not real smart, you're not, then she'd never leave. Amanda would rely on her mother for her whole entire life and never grow up. She didn't want Amanda to grow up. She wanted Amanda to need her to take care of her for her entire life. But I helped Amanda, and she grew up anyway.
She did.
And none of those things her mother said was true.
I grew up in spite of that.
And none of that shit that you heard in your childhood was true. None of it was true. None of it's true.
Well, it's just like, well, you know what I'm going through right now. I was always told you suck at relationships. You shouldn't be with anybody. You should be alone. So you know what I'm going through right now.
Oh, that's a crock of crap.
I want everybody to know how great Ruth is. Amanda, thank you very much. And Miss Ruth, I'm sure I'll be talking to you at least 1,000 times this week.
All right, Billy.
You'll have to get my book when it comes out because Ruth is going to be in it.
He will. And thanks for being my fan club president. You tell Jonathan he's a great fan club president.
Hi. She can't hear you.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye. What a nice man.
He is awesome. He's one of my favorite. He's not even a client anymore. He's a friend. He's great.
He's a gentleman, too. Very, very, very nice gentleman.
He's
we're going to go to
gentleman.
Area code. And you've got a little guy there that's a great fan. What a gifted child. So gifted. So
mm-hmm.
sweet. That's just wonderful. Got to brag on them. Okay, we're going to go to 207. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Hi. Are you there?
I can't hear them very good. You're going to have to call back in. You're really breaking up bad. We're going to go to our next caller, which is 917. You're on with Amanda and Ruth. How are you, 917? Hi.
Yeah, thank you. I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Cara, and I would like to know what you guys see related to my work because there's some workplace violence, and I'm filing a complaint, and it's already been done, but do you see any changes around my work? Am I going to be moving, or am I staying here?
That's a loaded question.
That's a big question.
Yes, I think it was a good thing that you filed the, you know, the complaint. It needed to be filed, and something definitely needs to be done. Are you wanting a transfer?
Yes.
Good. You keep requesting that. I see a transfer.
Okay. Yeah, I do want a transfer. I don't like this kind of environment where most people are workable and are fine. This person just like ruined the whole thing there, trying to keep me, you know, I guess I could learn something from it, which I am. But on the other hand, I have to deal with this negative energy coming at me, like from whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But there is a transfer coming.
Okay.
You'll be much happier once you get there.
Yeah, do you see a time frame around it?
I'd say
I feel like it's on its way. It's on its way anytime. Sorry, Ruth, I interrupted you.
Oh, that's quite all right. It should be here shortly. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I hope that it's thank you.
Well, there's no hope. There's no one it's going to happen. We're manifesting.
Don't hope. You can't hope it because the universe
is just
hope you keep
that's
hoping.
We're doing. We're seeing
you
it.
You need to know it.
Well,
get a knowing.
Yeah, exactly.
Get that, eliminate that word from your dictionary. It's a bad four-letter word.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Enjoy your transfer. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
I will.
Blessings. Okay, we're going to go to 415-368. You're on with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Hello, ladies. Hello, Ruth. It's a delight to talk to you for the first time, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. My name is William.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, you've been very delightful. I've been sort of had a little bit more of an insight with Amanda last night when she did the announcement for your show today that you were going to be on. I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I hadn't had a chance to actually call in before when you had been on in the past.
Well, very nice to meet you today. What's your question?
Well, I believe that if I'm not mistaken, within the next 2 weeks or less, there's a young man. Let me move to another room so I can actually hear the conversation without all the chatter of everybody here for the holiday. Sorry.
Happy holiday.
Yeah, well, I've got to get back to work here a little bit later. I've got a mural design project that I'm doing. But anyhow, I believe there's a young man walking into my life.
Yeah? Do you know him yet?
No, but I know possibly the first letter, if I can do that, the letter T, and I believe he has dark hair, green eyes, and a little taller than I am.
I can tell you there's somebody walking into your life before October. So,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you excited?
Definitely. Oh, absolutely. Above and beyond.
Are you making
above
plans?
And beyond.
Like, what are you guys going to do?
Oh, what's that? Well, you know, just having fun. You know, life is about having fun and good times, you know. So,
no, you need to make plans. Are you a good cook?
Treating him like, you know, royalty, basically. Well, you know, depends upon what he would like, you know. Whatever he would like is what I will make sure to fix for him. Because I'm a
pretty good cook. So you're going to treat him like a king, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Good deal.
Good job.
All right. I'm sure he won't want to go anywhere.
Well, they've been telling me about him for a while, but gave me a little more clarity. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I believe his first name is actually, if I may, I believe his name is Tyler.
It's either the first name or the last name, yeah.
I believe the first name is what I was told. That's my gifts. They fill me in on stuff, so, you know. And
yeah, well, get excited and let us know when he shows up.
I'm already above and beyond excited, Ruth.
Yes.
And,
that's great.
Yeah, looking forward to, you know, some other dream come true things that are coming my way as well that I've been told of that, you know, they're working on for me, and so I'm like, just, you know, trying not to float off the planet at the moment.
That's okay. Floating is nice. I like
that.
Oh, yeah.
Floating is nice.
All right.
But I look forward to catching up. I will definitely check check you out on Facebook. And
absolutely.
I'm
going
to plan to be home.
Yes,
on Wednesday. Absolutely. Absolutely, Ruth.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to hopefully maybe working with you a little bit more. And I was told that good things are coming your way as well.
I was listening to the show.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, I've been doing this under the sea mural project, and I'm also going to be doing a Korean War mural project. And so I'll be juggling both of those for this probably most of this month. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But I'm just more of, they'll tell me when to go to the they'll tell me, well, it's all photorealism mostly, but they'll tell me where to be, when to meet this guy. So
don't worry about where.
Like I said,
it's happening.
Well, yeah. Well, you know,
you'll be
mother and father have
you'll be shown the way.
Oh yeah, they'll
mm-hmm.
be yeah, I'll be
mm-hmm.
guided most definitely.
You will.
But like I said, look forward to working with you here in the near future as well as you as well, Amanda. I know we haven't. I've been such a busy boy. But
you're
such a
great guy to know, and I just feel happy knowing you. And look at how far you've come, and look at the good artist that you are, and look at how you're embracing your intuitive gift. That's exciting.
Oh yeah,
awesome.
Most definitely.
They're gonna keep getting better too.
Oh yeah. And it's sort of like
mm-hmm.
the tip of the iceberg of sorts. But if you get a chance, Amanda, check out and share with Ruth the sea turtle that I posted on Facebook. It should. He's pretty much
okay,
done.
Okay, now you know
the
I'm totally
mural.
Blind. I'm totally
well,
blind,
you know.
So.
If you, I'm sorry. Yeah,
no,
I know. I'm sorry. I understand that, but they can't
mm-hmm.
even show you a possible vision.
Nope.
No,
never saw
so
a sea turtle in my life.
Yeah, they're
right
a beautiful
creature. But you know what? I have some daughters that love sea turtles, so I will share them with my children.
They can.
Perfect.
And I think what Joy could do is she could probably describe your painting to her.
Absolutely.
And that would be cool.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
One thing that might be cool for William is maybe somehow he'll do an artistic painting where you can feel it. That might be something he could work
texture.
On.
Definitely
is
a texture.
Like
yeah.
something
yeah.
where you can feel the artwork that he
mm-hmm.
does. Because he does really good artwork, and I just
mm-hmm.
have this feeling that he'll be able to create something that you feel. That would be awesome,
so,
William.
So have you found your artist from a previous life? Have you found your artwork from a previous life?
What I'm doing now? I'm not sure.
There's artwork in galleries.
I know.
Look for it.
Yeah. Well, it's just more I know I'm here to create my art and make the biggest difference possible for the entire planet. And, you know, I'm just above and beyond excited to be here and make the difference that I will make. So
mm-hmm. You've done it before and you're doing it again.
you got that
yeah.
from
well,
past life.
I'm
you've
definitely
had
not
it in
a
you
doubting
for a while.
Thomas this time.
mm-hmm.
Nice meeting you.
You as well, Ruth.
Thanks,
I look
William.
Forward to catching up again soon. God bless you both.
All right.
Thanks for your time,
Bye.
Ladies.
Blessing.
Bye.
That was our last caller, Ruth. I want to thank you for
All
coming
right.
on today.
Thank you for inviting me again so soon. I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I look forward to
all
getting
right.
better acquainted with all your listeners. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks for being on. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Ruth. You can find her at ruthpsychicanswers.com. You can also find her on Facebook, Ruth Psychic Answers, as well. I will be back next Monday with Sarah Spiritual. She is a wonderful radio host and psychic, so that will be next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Time, so we'll see you then. You can find me on Facebook, Starwaya Amanda. You can call me, 301-748-1090, and leave a message for a reading. You can also email starguidereadings@gmail.com. I'm running a 20-minute special for $30, and we'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time with Sarah Spiritual. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and Ruth will be coming back some, too, the next couple of months, so I look forward to next week and seeing all of you here, and thanks for listening. Have a great Labor Day, everybody.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best in me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Baby, you don't know me 'cause you're dead wrong.
kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What sets even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you